In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Today is the last Sunday before the ascension of our Lord in heavens. And as we will notice that the readings of the next 2 days are concentrating on the Holy Spirit. But the readings of the last 5 Sundays, ending of today, are concentrating mainly on our Lord Jesus Christ. As we explained before, that the Church presents to us during the Pentecost period, how can we get benefit of our Lord Jesus Christ, the resurrected God from heavens? And the Church presented to us the Lord Jesus Christ on the second Sunday as the bread of life, and then as the water of life in the third Sunday. In the fourth Sunday, the Church gave us Jesus as the light of life. And today, the Church speaking about the Lord as the way, the truth, and the life. Then from all these readings, we can discover that the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ can be transmitted to us. And we can, in another word, resurrect with our Lord Jesus Christ. How? When we have the resurrected body. And when we drink from the water of life, which source is the resurrected Jesus Christ. And also, we can be enlightened with our Lord Jesus Christ as the true light of life. And then, at last but not least, we can walk in Him as a way, know Him as a truth, and live with Him forever as the eternal life. That's why the Church today gives us a part of the 14th chapter of St. John's Gospel. When Thomas said to the Lord, "We do not know where to go, and we do not know the way." Then the quick answer was to Thomas and to us also, "I am the way." Yes, the Lord is the way. But before saying that, we can ask ourselves, why the Church asked us, or still asking us, to have of the bread of life, Jesus Christ? Doesn't Jesus want that we may be able to eat from the food of this world, or to drink from the water of this world, or to be enlightened of the false light of this world? Yes, the Church does want that for us, simply because there is a great difference between Jesus Christ as the true bread of life and all the food kinds of this world. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was arguing, or when the Jews were arguing with him, and they said, "Moses gave our forefathers the manna from heaven, Jesus answered, not Moses gave you the manna, but that the Lord or the Father will give you the bread from heavens. Why? Because your forefathers ate of the manna and died. They were eating from the manna for about 40 years. But with most of them, the Lord was not pleased with their deeds. All of them died, although only two persons. All the generation that crossed the Red Sea from Egypt to the Sinai wilderness died, even Moses himself, before entering the promised land, Jerusalem, because their deeds were bad, although they ate from the manna which the Lord gave them for about 40 years. What does it mean? It means that it's not the manna that we eat. It's the true body, the resurrected body. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ in St. John 6 declared clearly, whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will live forever, will abide in me and I in him, will have everlasting life. But we have to take this body and drink this blood out of worthiness, and if not, out of readiness. We have to respect the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the table of the Lord, as we sing sometimes at the end of the liturgy, while we are partaking of the Holy Communion. We are not coming just to eat from the table of the Lord as a habit. We come to renew our covenant with the Lord. We come to regain the power of resurrection in our souls, spirits, and bodies as well. That's why the church presents to us the resurrected body, the resurrected Jesus, to eat, to drink, to live in his true light, and to go in his way, following his steps, walking after him and looking at him. It gives me a very good idea or an example. It's very easy to see a mother or a father walking at the curb, on the curb, and his or her children walking after him or her. They don't care where they are going, but they are looking at their mother or their father before them. At the moment that the father disappears from them, they become in trouble, and they cry, they weep. Why? Because they are lost. They are lost. They do not find their father and mother. It is the same with us. If the Lord is our way, as he said, I am the way, then everyone who wants not to lose his way, who wants not to be lost, stirs his eyes and concentrates his life on our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the bread of life, the water of the life, of life, the light of life, and the way. When we follow him, when we go through him, we will go on the right track. Do you remember Peter when he was looking at him walking on the waters? Nothing happened. He was walking on the waters. At the moment that he lifted down his eyes to see the waters and the waves around him, he was lost. Why? Because he was not looking at Jesus Christ. That's why the Lord, after he saved him, he said to him, "Oh, little of faith, why did you doubt?" "I doubt when my eyes do not look at our Lord Jesus Christ, the way." The way. The Lord knows that the food that we eat from the world perishes. And the water that we eat from the water that we drink from the world corrupts. And the light when we use from the world is a false light. False light. You need the sun in the daytime. You need the moon and the stars in nighttime, and you need the electric power. If you don't have stars or moon, but you don't need any of these when the true light shines in your heart, you will live in the true light day and night. You will not be in need of the lights of the world, either day or night. That's why, if I walk in the shadow of death, I will not be in trouble. Psalm 23, the Psalm of the Shepherd. He says, David says, "When I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid of any evil, because you are with me." The message of today is very clear. Please look at our Lord Jesus Christ as the holy way which will lead you to the kingdom of heavens. It's not only the New Testament. In the Old Testament, Isaiah the prophet, in chapter 35 and verse 8, he said, And a highway shall be there, and the road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness, and the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. What the meaning of "although a fool"? It doesn't mean studies. It doesn't mean knowledge. It doesn't need just to fill your mind with information, with knowledges, with facts. It needs only simply to put your eyes, to concentrate your eyes on our Lord Jesus Christ, the true, the holy, the highway of holiness. That's why today the church is presenting to us our Lord Jesus Christ as the only way. Jesus Christ said it clearly. No one will be able to come to the Father except through me, because I am the way. No one can enter the kingdom of heavens unless he goes through the true, the holy highway, which leads him to heavens. In other words, no one will go to heaven unless he believes in our Lord Jesus Christ. And the faith here is not just to believe theoretically or to believe by mind, but to live what you believe, to practice what you know, to put your faith in your deeds, your thoughts, your words, and all your life. And this is the true resurrection. If we want to resurrect with him, we have to follow his steps. He started with humbleness when he was born of a virgin in a manger, who was very poor and orphan. He lived a simple life, but he is full of love towards everyone. If you want to go following him, humble yourself. Fill your heart with love towards everyone. And so long you love him, following him in faith, you will love everyone. And third, try to correct your way every now and then by repentance, by receiving his holy body, drinking his precious blood, going back on track. That's why every possible time we insist to have the liturgy, to give ourselves the new power of resurrection when we eat his body, when we drink his blood, and also when we follow his way of cross, from humbleness to love to repentance to the cross to the resurrection and then to ascension in heavens. On Thursday, God willing, we will have the Ascension Feast, which is the conclusion of the work of our Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, a Redeemer. And when he ascended into heavens, after 10 days, he sent the Holy Spirit to give himself to us through his Holy Spirit, to give us his holy body, precious blood, the true water, the springs of the Holy Spirit in us, and to be enlightened with him, the true light. We pray from all our hearts that the Lord may help us to live in his resurrection here on earth and to be delighted with his everlasting life with him in heavens. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Hallelujah.